smallest, the youngest person in the church to be a blessing, to touch our hearts, to encourage us, as well as the eldest people in the church to be able to be an encouragement and see how that we can survive and how we can persevere with Christ and how God can bless. And this morning our message is going to be along that lines this morning. If you will, turn to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. This morning we're going to look at Elijah. We're going to see him being sent to the widow woman there and how God was able to bless with a little and was able to make that last for a long time for somebody who's obedient. Just takes a little bit of obedience to God to receive the blessings of God. It takes just a little bit of us listening to Him and sharing His love that others may see. Give me your eyes for the brokenhearted. And give me my arms that I can reach out and be able to help those that need strength. How many times do we have opportunities, but our eyes are blinded because we don't want to see? How many times have we ever just not cared about anybody else but our own situation, our own circumstances? Elijah could have been the same way and said, I'm not going to tell Ahab that he is wrong and the things that he's doing wrong and there's not going to be any rain upon the earth. God, I'm just not going to do it because I'm in fear of that man and I'm not going to go do those things. But Elijah was obedient to God, and he went and brought the message to Ahab that God gave him to bring. And we know that God performed that miracle and withheld the rain there that it would get their attention. How much of the spiritual rain is God holding back on America because we're not down on our knees praying, because the spiritual drought across the land and country is growing as well as the physical drought that's going on in hearts and lives across the nation. Lack of rain, you let it not rain for a few days and the ground start getting dusty when the farmers are pulling the plow through there, or you're working in your garden and you about got to wear a dust mask. People get down on their knees and start praying and become obedient to God until the rain comes, and then how quick we forget Him. But let me tell you, God is there in the rain. He's there in the dry. He wants us to be there, ever present and mindful with Him, worshiping and praising Him and following Him, just as Elijah had to be obedient when God spoke to his heart to do the things that God could sustain him through the times of the drought. He went to preach and tell Ahab, hey, the things you're doing is wrong. God's not pleased, and He's going to withhold the rain for these number of years. Now, he could have been afraid of the man. He could have been afraid of what he could do, just as we are. We're afraid of men. We're afraid of what they might think of us. We're afraid of what they might say about us. But let me tell you, just hold on to God. Hold on to God's word, and you're going to stand, because it's always going to be true. It's always going to stand, though those around you may be doing wrong, though people that you hold in high esteem might do wrong. Let me tell you, God never will do wrong, and He'll always be honest to His word. And we see now in 1 Kings chapter 17, in verse 1, said, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my words. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Let me tell you, here God's making provision for His man. He's saying, if you'll be obedient, you go down and tell Ahab what I'm going to tell you to tell him, I'll take care of you. I'll send you down by the brook, and you'll be able to drink thereof, and I'll send the birds. He told him to get down from here, be obedient, and go there. And he did, and he followed out what God told him to do, and he went to the brook, he drank of the brook, and the birds fed him morning and evening. They brought him both flesh and bread. Now think about it. God can use a bird to take care of His man by the creek side because he was obedient. He provided a way. He'll do the same for us. I don't know why we as Christians, and where we have read it in God's Word, that we need to sit back and let all these other religions come in, claim religious freedom, and us sit back and can't say Jesus Christ without somebody getting offended, but yet they can cry Muhammad, they can cry Allah, they can cry Buddha, they can cry the Hare Krishnas, and all these other organizations can say whatever they want to, publish whatever they want to, knock on doors and present their information. But don't you dare mention Jesus. He's the only one I know that'll feed you by the creek side by the birds feeding you. You say, well, I like McDonald's. Well, if God needs to feed you at McDonald's, He can do that too. He can take you to Hardee's. He can take you to Biscuitville, wherever it might be. You might be at home cooking on your own stove. God will provide. God will provide if we're obedient. We may be by the creek side and there until the waters dry up, but God will provide more. We need to trust Him and need to know that when we're doing God's work, sometimes the world's going to rile against us. But listen, God is greater. God's strength is greater than anything Satan has ever imagined to do. And if we're going to be in the battle for the Lord, we're going to continue on. God's already got the victory in the battle, but a good soldier never quits the fight. There'll be a fight as long as there's the evil spirits in this world, and as long as the Spirit of God's in this world, there's going to be evil, and there's going to be contention, and there's going to be fighting between good and evil. And we got to keep on the warfare, Christians, because we are soldiers of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Trust Him in everything and don't doubt Him in nothing. He will provide a way. He'll provide a way of escape. He will provide answers when we don't know how it's going to be answered. God will take care of that. We have times of question. We have times of concern. We have times we'd like to see things happen maybe quicker than what they are. But God will provide an answer. God will provide the solution. He provided for Elijah here. And it said that here in verse 5, so he went down and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Let me tell you, these brooks drying up all across this landing country where there used to be waters of life flowing from churches because God's Spirit was moving. People were being obedient, but the brooks are drying up because there's drought in the church, because mainly because people have lost interest and lost their vision in the lost. The preachers have got to where they want to candy coat it and tickle your ears and help you don't forget your pocketbook when you come to church and hope that they can make you happy with everything they preach. Well, I'm not going to make everybody happy with everything I'm preached. God never said I was going to. He said, just preach the word. Old preacher told me one time, said, son, if you make them mad while you're preaching, you'll make them think. So if the Word of God makes you mad, maybe we need to start thinking. Now, if Brad says something out of the way, he'll apologize for it, but if the Word says it, I ain't apologizing. That's just how it is. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. There's drought in America. Not just a physical drought of the rains that's being withheld. One day the world's a washing away from flash flooding, the next day it's drying up and burning up. We've got this world in such a mess that it's even trying to spit us out. It's sick of it. The world's even sick of the sin that's going on. Things are out of balance. Why? Because man's messed things up. Man's messed things up with our sin. Verse 8 says, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, now this is where we're going to get to where there's little as much when God's in it. It's all through God's Word if we'll look. We can look and see where Cain and Abel offered their sacrifice. The obedience of offering what God required took a little bit of obedience. We see that David had faith and was a little man, but God used him to do mighty things, to slay a giant, to lead the nation of Israel, to become a mighty man. Though he had his failures, his heart was still after God. God didn't say we would be perfect because we're saved. But He did say that the part inside of us that He saved was perfect. We'll make our mistakes, and mostly because we don't rely on God to make the right decisions. Elijah could have left before the time. He could have said, well, this brook's drying up and I'm getting out of here. I ain't going to have nothing to drink. I got to go find some water. But he didn't. He waited until the Lord told him to move. Sometimes that's the way we have to be, but when He speaks, it's time to go. It's time to do for God. And now in the time that we live, in the age that we live, it's not time to be silent now. It's time to promote Jesus Christ. It's time to lift Him up, and it's time that He would draw all men unto Him if we lift Him up. Are you inviting people for vacation Bible school? Are you inviting people to church? Do you come out on Wednesday night? Do you have a vision for the church? Do you have a vision of the lost that are dying and going to hell because they don't know Jesus? Are we comfortable? I hope you get out of your comfort zone. I hope I get out of my comfort zone. That God would ask us to do something that maybe is a little bit out of our character, but we'll go do it. We'll be obedient to Him. He'll equip you. If you feel in the back of your mind, hey, I might like to teach at Vacation Bible School he's talking about, step out and try it. God will supply what you'll need to be able to teach. There may be a young person. They may be there's an adult class that's even on that list back there. There might be somebody that needs to hear your experience, to hear your teaching of the Word of God, to be touched. It said, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise and get thee from Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gates of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. You say, what's a little drink of water? Well, I'm going to tell you something. When I'm really hot up here and sweating, that little bit of water right there does a lot of good. Does a lot of good. If you give, it says in God's Word, if you give even a glass of water in His name, a glass of water, you say, well, that's not much. That's right. God doesn't require much all the time. But what He does require us is just be faithful in that He requires of us. Just be faithful. This water is doing exactly what God meant for it to do. It quenches our thirst. I've told you how fascinated I am with water. You think, well, boy, he's simple. No, I'm just amazed at what God done with that little liquid right there. That little liquid right there, and how many different jobs it provides and does for us. And God made that by the sound of His voice. But He said, fetch me a drink of water. When was the last time you gave a drink of water to someone in need? When was the last time you provided for somebody that had a need that they couldn't meet and didn't want recognition for it? Saw a man yesterday, and I'm going to try to get him here to the church to share his testimony. Had a very difficult life, always looking for something to fill the void. When God saved him, He said He took him from being a taker to being a giver. He's put air conditioning systems in homes for people that were in need, had medical conditions and couldn't afford to pay for it. No charge. Gives out bicycles to kids there in the area where they live. That's at Christmas time and different things. And he does those things to be able to give back a little bit of what God gave him. And hopefully I can get him here to share his testimony with us sometime. And I'm not going to say much about it because I want you to hear it from the man's voice, man's words himself. But if we give back just a little bit to God, even if it's just a drink of water, what a blessing it can be. What a blessing it can be. I was thinking about the baptizing hole down there. What a blessing that is for churches to be able to use, to have a place that's prepared where you can go and have a baptizing and have a beautiful time, have a beautiful place to be able to go, be able to enjoy baptizing the young and the old alike in the water, being there and being part of what God has ordained for us to do. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is for you to use your voices for God. Just a little bit of being obedient and lifting your voice and singing. What a blessing it is for you ones that have teaching abilities and teach. God will take that little talent you've got and make it much if you'll only use it. If you'll only try, God will take it and multiply it to where the barrel of meal will never run out, and neither will the oil. But if we'll just be obedient, and we see it takes obedience. It took obedience here for Elijah to go tell Ahab. It took obedience when he said, get out of here and go down there and hide at the brook, and I'm going to take care of you, and you drink of the water, and I'll feed you by the birds. Now, what would have been our response if somebody told us they was going to feed us with birds and they was going to bring us the bread and the meat? I ain't eating that nasty stuff. Well, them birds got that bird flu and all that other stuff. Now, I'm not eating that stuff. God provided. It was holy. It was sanctified. It wasn't going to make you sick. It won't make you sick. The Word of God won't make you sick. It may make your stomach hurt every once in a while because it's sweet going in, but sometimes it's bitter once we swallow and we fully digest what God's got in store for us. But when He was obedient, now we see now that this lady that He's going to speak to here is going to have to be obedient. In verse 11 it says, and it says, she was going to fetch it. She didn't question. She went to fetch the water. He called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die." She must not have had a whole lot of meal, because two sticks ain't going to make much of a fire. I mean, when it comes to baking bread, that just ain't going to make very much flame there for her to be able to bake this bread. Now, I don't know, her stick may have been this big around. I don't think so. It was just probably a little couple sticks there that she was taking to put in the oven to build her a little fire to bake this and die for her and her son. And wouldn't you know, I think Elijah was Baptist. It says, "And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make the, for thee and for thy son." He said, don't you know that was probably a strange request to her? This man, he'd come down here and ask for water. Now he won't. I done told him I only got enough meal for me and my son. And he said, "Go make do as you said, but make me a cake first." Is he hard of hearing? No, says she went, and she done just as he asked her to. She was obedient. Obedient. She didn't question. We don't see that she questioned in God's word. I believe if she'd had a question, the barrel would have been empty and the oil would have run out. But she wasn't. She didn't question. She went and done just exactly as the prophet asked her to. Verse 14. "For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." Now how long did it not rain? 3.5 years. I'm glad you answered that. 3.5 years now it's not going to rain upon the earth. 3.5 years of drought. And that meal didn't run out. Neither did that cruse of oil. God provided because of obedience. Because of obedience. God took little and made much out of it. Can you imagine, ladies, if you went to the flour part? I know you go there and you got your flour in the bag, and you, well, Sandra keeps hers in the refrigerator. You may keep yours in a plastic container, wherever it might be. But you go to that flour and you dip it out and you get you a couple scoops out and you make your biscuits out of it. Some of you use Crisco. Some of you use heavy cream. But whatever how you make them, some of you got them canned want biscuits. And men, if you want to join the canned want biscuit, I don't want club, you just got to be man enough to tell your wife you don't want to eat them things. Alrighty. We'll have a meeting one of these days when the rest of us get up enough courage. Now, we get the ones frozen so we don't whomp them over the table. They like to break a chunk out. But anyway, when you go and you get that flour out, you keep getting flour out of that bag, eventually it runs out. But thank God when God provided for this lady, every time she scooped out two scoops, there was two scoops put back in there. Thank God when God provides, He provides completely, not just partially. Not just partially. Didn't just provide a little bit of oil, there was always enough oil that would provide for her to be able to have food all the days because of her obedience. And it says, "And she went to bed according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her son did eat many days." It wasn't just enough for that one day. We don't know how long. It don't say exactly how long he was there with this widow woman that she was baking these cakes. Probably wondering, well, I wonder if this thing's going to run out. He said it wasn't going to, and by golly, it ain't run out yet. It ain't even went down. Every time I get a little out, there's still just a little left in there. That's what a mighty God we serve. You're not going to overuse God. Do you hear me? You say, well, that's too small a deal for God. Ain't nothing too small for God. Ain't nothing too big for Him. Ain't nothing too small for Him either. God will provide in all things if we'll be obedient. From our biggest problems to our smallest ones, God will supply. It said they ate many days, and it says, "And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fall, or the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah." It didn't run out. God provided the whole time. Was there to provide a blessing. He's still here to provide a blessing. He's going to put meal in our barrel. He's going to put oil in our cruse. But we have to be obedient. We have to be obedient. Now we see that after all this obedience, the woman's son falls sick. It says that his breath was not in him. Now I don't know if he hyperventilated and lost his breath and passed out. I don't know if he had asthma. I don't know what it was that he had. But in it, God had a blessing coming. And she said to Elijah, "Now I've been faithful in this. I've done what you said to do. And now my son's fallen sick. What have I to do with thee?" So Elijah said, "Don't worry, lady. Give me your son." So he takes the lady's son out of her bosom because she was clutching him. Her heart was broken. Her son was dead and lifeless. He said, "Let me have that boy." And he took him into the chamber and he prayed to God that his soul might return unto him. God was faithful and he answered. Elijah stretched out upon the boy. He said there three times, I believe it was. If you go on and read the rest of 1 Kings chapter 17, you can get the whole story. And the boy's breath returned unto him and he rose up off the bed and was reunited with his mother and there was joy in the house. Obedience. Elijah's obedience to God. God heard him whenever he prayed to him and asked for the life to be restored to this boy, to this widow woman. That God's power be shown and God's greatness be shown and His love be shown. How He could take something little and make great out of it. We're still preaching about this woman who was obedient to listen to the prophet as he spoke to her about making just a cake of bread and bringing some water. If you don't think it little as much when God is in it, look around. I was little. When God looks down from the heavens to the ground, all He sees is one little grain of sand. When He looks upon the sea of people, I'm just a grain of sand. But God loved me. He knew my grain of sand. I was little in the eyes of God. I'm little in the eyes of man. But thank God He came and saved me and made me great because He made me a child of the King. He gave me royal blood to flow through my veins. I'm no longer the same. I'm no longer just a little speck of sand in God's eyes. I'm His child, covered by the blood of Jesus. I had my black sins covered with His red blood, made me white as snow. He don't see who I used to be. He sees me for who I can be, and He's made something out of me. And you say, "Well, boy, He needs to keep working." Amen. I agree with you. I need to work every day. I'm a work in progress, and I hope I ain't never finished. Till God calls me home, then I'm going to be perfect. Then I'm going to be perfect. Reminds me of a song that I believe John Anderson used to sing. You say, "Well, there he goes. He's done lost us. I'm just an old chunk of coal, but one day I'm a diamond. I'm going to be one day," or something like that. I believe is what it said. "I'm glad with the pressures of life. It just molds me, makes me. One day I'm going to be a rare jewel there with God. More precious than the angels." You say, "Boy, that's a high order." He said we was more precious. He saved us. He created them to serve Him. He gave us a choice to. Little as much when God is in it. If you remember, over in the New Testament, there was a time when the crowd had followed Him. They were weary because they had been with Him many days. The disciples were weary and they wanted to send the crowd away. But Jesus had compassion on them. Said, "How much money we got, boys?" They said, "We got 200 penny worth, or 200 pennies." And said, "Well," said, "we need to go out and buy bread with that." And he said, "What good's that going to do, 200 penny worth of bread? We're not going to be able to feed this crowd." And they said, "There's a little lad here got his lunch, got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And they brought it to Jesus, and He blessed and broke it, fed 5,000, took up 12 baskets of remnant. There was another time when there was 4,000. Had 7 loaves. They blessed and broke it. Took up 7 baskets of remnant. Let me tell you, God can take a little loaf of bread and feed a many. God can take a little bit of faith and do mighty work. God said if we had faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can move mountains. We could say the trees be plucked up and cast into the sea and they'd have to obey. Have you exercised that much faith recently? I've not seen any pine trees flying through the air. There's a few down there at the house, and I wish they could move. But evidently, I'm not praying hard enough because my faith ain't strong enough, because there's a few I'd like to toss out of my yard, too. But they're still there. We don't exercise the faith that we need to in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. Today, you may say, "Well, I'm small in this congregation." No, you're not. You're mighty in God's eyes. He sees you for who you are and who you can be if you'll be obedient. God can take something small, just a testimony about what God's done in your life, and do great things with it. We've got encouragement from the words of folks as they have testified. It's give us strength that we keep on going on. Keep on looking forward to Jesus Christ and looking forward to the future. Holding on to the plow, looking forward, plowing those straight rows, not looking back, not turning loose of the plow. Not getting weary in well-doing. I'll be honest with you, yesterday morning, when I was getting ready to go, I thought to myself, I've got so much to do today. It's a pretty day, and I've got so much I need to do. I need to get them wires up on them beans. I need to finish tilling out the garden. I got work out, we're parked my camper at Mom and Dad's. I need to get done. And all these things, I thought, I'll never get them done. I'll never get them done. Supposed to have been there at 10 o'clock, and it's supposed to have been over at 1. I got done speaking at something after 1. Didn't preach that whole time. Don't think I scared them or anything. But then when I went home, man, things went boom, 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 boom. And I was getting so much done, I thought there was two of me. I know you said, thank God there's not. But, I mean, God took care of that because I was obedient. Yes, I had the thought, there's so much I need to do. But, God, I'm going anyway. They've asked me to come. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to go and I'm going to do. And then God, in turn, done more for me than I could do for Him ever. He gave me the health and strength to be here this morning. And He's going to give us health and strength to continue on together. To be a blessing for Him, to reach out to those that are in need, to share our love that people will feel when they walk through the doors, as we've heard testimonies. When we walk through the doors, we can feel the love. You can't say that every place you go. But thank God, because we've been faithful in a little, God has blessed us with a lot. As we continue on, don't ever think that you're too insignificant. God said, you're my child, you are significant. I love you. Will we listen when He speaks? Will we move when He says, go to the brook? Will we go and tell someone we need their assistance when God says, go? Will we be their assistance when God says, be there? Will we listen? Will we be as Elijah and be blessed? Will we be blessed as this widow woman who God reverenced her and also give life back to her son? Because she was obedient to him. God will remember. And God will reward us accordingly. How are we serving Him today? Are we serving Him in a little bit or are we serving Him in a lot? Ever how that God wants us to serve Him, that's the way we need to serve Him. Today it may be a whole lot, tomorrow it may be a little. But in everything that we do, do it as we're doing it unto God. And God will bless us. Our meal barrel won't run empty. Our cruse of oil will not run dry. He will pour out His blessing. There was another time when a lady didn't have money to pay her bill. She asked the prophet, what are we going to do? He said, gather up all your vessels. Bring them into your house and shut the door. Borrow them from all your neighbors and bring them in. And when they brought them in and shut the door, she had one barrel of oil. He said, now you start dipping that oil out into those vessels. Man, she just kept dipping oil out, and she'd say, bring me another vessel. She just kept dipping that oil out, till she finally filled up everything in the house. Every mason jar was full, every Cool Whip bowl had oil in it, whatever she could get a hold of. I know they didn't have Cool Whip in, but that used to be our fancy salad bowls. From laughter, some of the rest of you used them too. That's all right. And I was growing up using everything you had. But she had everything filled with that oil, and she took that oil and said, now you take that and you sell it and pay your bill and live on the rest. And guess what? She was able to do just exactly that. So you say, God can't provide. Let me tell you about a God that can provide. The God I serve will always provide if you're obedient to Him. If you ask Him, He'll extend. If you're faithful, He'll answer. God loves you this morning. He was faithful and went to the cross of Calvary one day that you could be saved. He spilled His blood upon the cross of Calvary, not in waste, but that every drop that was shed upon that cross and dripped down upon that ground saved a soul that was lost. Just one drop of blood. There's a song that says, one drop of blood started a river. river of forgiveness for each and every one that will receive Him. Have you stepped into that river of forgiveness? It's called salvation through Jesus Christ. The only one that salvation can come through. Not through the preacher, not through the church you belong to, but through Jesus Christ. He loves you this morning. He died for you on the cross. He wants to save you. As they come and get a song of invitation ready this morning, if you're here and you don't know Him, and the free pardon of sin, today is the greatest day of your life. God has given you an opportunity to know His Son as your Savior, and He wants to save you. He wants to set you free. Will you heed His call this morning? Do you want your meal barrel not to ever run dry? Do you want your curse of oil never to run empty? Then come and meet Jesus. He will provide your every need. He'll save you from a devil's hell if you'll let Him. As we stand to our feet with all heads bowed, all eyes closed.